Monday, November 14th, 2011, in Oroville, under a darkening sky in anticipation of monsoon rainstorm to resume any moment. High temperature today, 28 degrees Celsius, dropping to 25 tonight, with northeasterly winds 20 kilometers per hour. Listen now to Sandira of Terra Sol, which is part of Windara Farm.
That means Juan, Jorge, and me, we got Windara Farm in January, and we started our project. It's called Terra Sol, which means we want to connect matter with spirit. So it's the soil with our spirit and higher consciousness.
And you grow food, you process food. I know you make wonderful jams. Tell me what all goes on there.
Well, Windara is a farm, and it's mainly a farm project, but our idea is to have a holistic community, that we have a space for everything what's inside the people, that it can take place. But our main part is the farming, because we strongly believe that we need to grow our own food and that we are self-sustainable in each way. So our main work is going into the farm work, but beside we are doing, well, we make, of course, food processing things like jam, and we make pesto, and we try to even to make dry fruits, but still it's not everything done what we plan to do. So beside we make, like, mantra singing is happening, we make didgeridoo workshops, we make caipirera workshops, we also start make food classes, cooking classes. So whatever energy is at the place, so we try to bring it into the whole project. For example, we have an engineer there, he's working on wind turbines, and his aim is to make, like, in a kind of IKEA principle, to make small wind turbines and teach the farmers from outside, the Indian farmers, how to build their own wind turbine. Mm-hmm. So we had already a couple of workshops about that, to make wind turbines. And it's still in the first steps. We're just building environments that we can do it. And also, like, we have a lot of construction work going on. So we make bamboo roofs. And so that we can host, actually, all the people who are coming now to Terra Sol. It seems to be a very interesting place for many people. So we are growing and growing. Meanwhile, we are 10 people. And on the 12th of 11th of November, we got our first baby. So it's quite exciting experiment. So
let me understand. It's a community. There are 10 people who live there. And you also have people from outside who attend these didgeridoo and capoeira and food workshops. How many people come out there?
Well, first of all, we are 10 people who now strongly connected to Terra Sol. But we are not all living right now there, because we just right now constructing our things to live there. For example, my house is under construction. I'm still living outside. And so we have, like, dismountable houses with this project in Oroville. We have one house. It's almost done. Still not everybody who is joining the project and want to live there is there. So we will be, like, I hope in a few months, like in 3-4 months, all of us 10 will live there. So, and people from outside, we have volunteers who are just, like, working on a day-to-day base, or we have volunteers who stay with us. When they stay with us, they need to stay at least 1 month. And also to commit themselves to work with us, like, 4 to 6 hours. We ask for 6 hours, but it's up on their own consciousness to keep on doing really the 6 hours. And for the workshops, people are coming from everywhere. And, like, our last mantra singing, we attended 40 people. So, and we don't even have a proper space for it. So you imagine we sit all in our huge kitchen on the ground in a big circle and having this mantra singing. And it's a wonderful, wonderful energy.
Sounds like a pioneer project from the old days of Oroville.
Yeah, somehow we feel like this, and it's a lot of energy what's there, people having this pioneer spirit, and a lot of fresh young energy is there, and it seems that it's starting something. So,
and what kind of houses are you building?
So my house is quite a packer house, but I will have on the first floor, I will have a workshop space. That we have like one packer workshop space, and the other houses are, we call it like a better keyed houses, but they are not, don't have a keyed roof, they have this bamboo roof, but they are like better capsules, more solid, but still they are not a solid construction, they have bamboo walls, and I hope they turn out to be nice.
Are you going to just let it grow organically, or do you have specific plans?
Well, in one hand, we will just let it go organically. Whatever happens can happen. But we have, of course, a few ideas. And one of our ideas is Juan and me will have the stewardship, but we want to have a community where the most things are based on community decision. Mm. So that's our aim. And of course, we want to be self-sustainable, and we will have like different models how people can survive. Oh, a huge part what I forgot to mention is the education part. We have children coming to our place. They have we have a small children garden where they plant things and also plant trees. And also we have biodynamic workshops about composting biodynamic, and we will have now, I think in December, we will have a guy there. He's a very popular in India. He will hold a workshop about biodynamic at our place. So we try to find a way. We don't call ourselves a biodynamic farm, because we also experimenting with permaculture. And so we have different parts on the farm where we experiment and try to bring the things together. So right now we are also planning to have the fruit orchard. We want to grow also vegetables under it. So we have this more layers of growing food. So we of course want to increase our farm production, but also we want to have space where we have all this kind of workshop where we can share what our gifts are towards the world. For me, it's also a part of I want to connect nature with healing. Windara is an old Australian name, and Windara means it's a place where you can express yourself on all level of your being.
Here's some news on Oroville's solid waste management. The Greener Waste Survey will collect information from all Oroville units to understand how each unit is disposing of its waste, with the goal of coordinating between the units to make sure that as much waste as possible is being recycled. For example, a unit that uses bits of cloth might be able to reuse what has been disposed of by a clothes-making unit. Plans are afoot to make a movie about waste activity in Oroville by filmmakers Doris and Francis. They will first understand the various aspects of how the problem of waste is being approached at present, and then begin shooting footage. Meanwhile, Oroville Cleanup, a group of approximately six individuals, continue cleaning up litter along Oroville roads. Beginning in 1998, they toil every Sunday afternoon except during the rainy season. They want to recruit and involve more volunteers in the cleanup work, to advertise their work schedule, to fundraise for materials such as a tricycle, bags, gloves, etc. And Earth Day is coming up. What are the best green practices in Oroville? Which community best manages its waste? Contact Bindu to get involved. EcoPro has been working in the nearby village of Periya Mudaliar Chavadi to improve waste management practices there. The town panchayat has a new government after elections, a new party, a new councillor, a new chairman. An EcoPro team is working to establish a relationship with them. They've raised funds to promote awareness in the village using wall paintings, art exhibits, a waste exhibition, street plays, and sustainable methods to increase the separation and sale of recyclables from households and guest houses. and also with tea stall owners, shop owners, to promote a no plastics message and setting up waste bins at some key shops to reduce litter. And here's an excerpt from the mother. When the body reaches its maximum intensity of aspiration, it is unable to contain it. It falls back. Things settle down. You were enriched with a new vibration, but then everything resumes its course. So, you must widen yourself in order to learn to bear unflinchingly the intensities of the supramental force, to go forward always with the ascending movement of the divine truth without falling backwards. Well, you've been listening to Oroville Radio with Marlenka on microphone, in studio Andrea, Miriam just back from Ethiopia, Gilles and Yahalom. Direct your comments and questions to oroville radio.org. And thanks for listening.